Good morning, guys. How are you?
Pretty good.
Found
out there's going to be 4G phone service on the moon, so that's a good day.
I was listening. What about 5G? Why not just upgrade right away? If we down here are going to be at 5G soon, why not go from all the way up to the top? And especially since technology changes, in a year from now, it'll probably be, 8G,
8G.
I'm just jumping ahead a couple. How do these cell phone companies pick their numbers? I mean, the iPhone just came out with a 12, which they did go in order, 11, 12.
Yeah.
But the Samsung goes, is at a 20, now.
I'm still got a rotary phone at my house. I'm still trying to figure all that stuff out. Sam, we're 2 weeks out from the presidential election, and in-person early voting starts today. And as a person of politics, I would think that you get pretty interested in these kind of things. Now, you don't have an opponent this time around, but just as an observer, we've seen a lot of early high turnouts. Do you think that's going to be the case here in the state of Wisconsin?
Oh, it's already happening. And, I've been out knocking on doors and talking to voters around the state, and people are engaged. This is, I said it at a particular event. This is the most important election in my lifetime, again, people need to, be educated. And I am surprised there are still folks that are undecided, as I've talked to folks and asking really good questions and, concerns about COVID or to the economy. Those are the two things that obviously usually people focus on right now. And how it affects them in their pocketbook or their kids are in school, and how is that impacting them and their family? Those are the questions that I'm hearing about.
We talked to Mr. Wirtz yesterday, and he was discussing the fact that the legislature in Wisconsin has not met in quite a while. What is your take on that? Why haven't legislative sessions been happening here in the state of Wisconsin?
Well, we met back in April, and again, that was unprecedented. We came together and passed the COVID relief bill, which had ideas from both sides of the aisle. And it's hard because people forget that. Some of it was regulation reform to help, first responders get their licensures, because in June, all licensures switch on the same day to additional dollars from the CARES Act to go to different programs. And so it is kind of frustrating to me when you have worked together. I wish we worked together even more. Right now, both sides need to sit down and have conversation. I'm old school like that. Doing it over the phone just doesn't work. There are safe ways for legislators to meet with other people. And the governor, I wish he would, instead of doing press releases, have conversations about, things that they want, things that we want, things we're hearing. I mean, we all represent the people of the state of Wisconsin. And that's what's most important right now. And that's the thing that's most frustrating to me. Again, we're not going to come back in the next 2 weeks of session here, but hopefully we can find some common ground shortly on the issues that folks are talking about. I mean, unemployment is still huge. I went out and grabbed some pizza the other night, and constituents pulled me aside and were talking about a family member who's still been waiting for unemployment. Those are things that are just not acceptable.
Yeah, and I know you guys have been working on that, and hopefully we'll see some economic recovery on the improving side. But there are still, as you mentioned, Sam, a lot of folks who are struggling through the pandemic and trying to get those benefits.
Yeah, no, and that's what's the frustrating thing. I mean, I did post on my Facebook, Uline is doing a big hiring fair this week, $23 an hour. People are interested. It's on my Facebook page. I know I've seen it on others. There are places where people can find employment with a family supporting wage. And so those, it's trying to redirect, give people that hand up, but also give them information so they can help their families. And, it is just one of the more challenging, like I said, to many constituents, this has been the most challenging time this year. These 9 months have really been challenging since COVID's hit.
Absolutely.
And You know, we need to sit down and have those conversations, because not everybody has one thing that can solve it. And I was talking to a, and that's the hard part, is there's not one magic button.
Sam Kirkman, we got to run, but thank you so much. We will talk to you. I guess it would be on election day now in a couple weeks.
Very good. We'll hopefully get people energized to make sure that if they haven't voted by Tuesday.
Get out and do it.
Yes.
Thank you, Sam.